Well, the Oscar nominations are out, and they're led by Lincoln and the rest of the Best Picture nominees.
Blood's been spilled to afford us this moment. Now.
You really believe this story? Osama bin Laden?
Django. The D is silent.
Are you going to walk me home or what?
Your poor social skills.
Who the man?
I'm the man.
If I'm doing a fake movie, it's going to be a fake hit.
I know you're trying to calm me down, but just say something that's true.
That's your list in 20 seconds, but there are some snubs in some of the categories as well.
Washington Post film critic Anne Hornaday joins us now. Hi, Anne.
Hi, Hillary.
Well, before we talk about the snubs, let's talk about the winners. What were the good nominees?
Oh, I thought this was a really interesting list. I mean, a lot of my top tens made the list, including Lincoln and Argo and Zero Dark Thirty, but Amour was the big surprise in terms of the Best Picture nominees. This is an Austrian film that's actually coming to Washington tomorrow, Friday, so people will get a chance to see it. A really moving study of an elderly couple facing the end of their life together. It's a really shattering film, but extremely well executed, and it was really interesting to see that make the cut.
Lincoln had the most nominations in total. Is it the favorite going in for Best Picture?
I think you'd have to say it is. I think, you know, it definitely is the odds on. It seems to have the momentum, and rightfully so. I mean, I think it deserves every single honor that it gets. And what's really sort of fun for us here is that it that, along with Zero Dark Thirty and Argo, these are movies that kind of pay homage to Washingtonians, you know, whether historically or in our more recent history, and people kind of just doing their job, whether it's in the legislature or the bureaucracy. So it's kind of a chance for Washington folks and people who work here and do the day-to-day here, kind of get their due in the sun.
But a couple of those political films were snubbed in terms of the Best Director category.
That was definitely today's biggest, strangest turn of events, was that Catherine Bigelow and Ben Affleck, who did Zero Dark Thirty and Argo respectively, did get snubbed in the directing category. And I think, you know, I've been kind of cruising the web and trying to listen into the chatter, and people really do seem to be genuinely taken aback by that. And I don't know, you just... Either it could have been a glitch in they did a little online voting this year that was sort of different, that might account for it, or it just might be, you know, the subjectivity of the group that's voting. You just never really know.
Well, we have 30 seconds. The Best Actor and Best Actress categories, who are the favorites going in?
You have to say Daniel Day-Lewis for Lincoln. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was a lock the minute that he signed the contract. Huh. For actors, there's a little bit more of a competition. I wouldn't be surprised if Jennifer Lawrence took it for Silver Linings Playbook, but Jessica Chastain has a lot of love in the industry. And then you have wonderful Emmanuel Riva, who was nominated for this movie Amour that we were just speaking about. So it's a really strong category, and that actually has a little play in it.
All right, you going, Anne?
But you know what? I have to sit it out. I never get invited.
Oh!
No, it's fine. I like to watch it on my TV on my couch with everybody else. We get the best part.
Thank you, Anne.
Thank you.
Washington Post film critic Anne Hornaday.